All right, we all know that downtown Detroit has got some great performing venues, you know, from the massive size of Little Caesars Arena to the somewhat smaller, intimate, but still big Fox Theater. And of course, the Music Hall is one of the gems there as well. But the Music Hall is now getting set for a large-scale expansion. Vince Paul is the president and artistic director of the Music Hall Center for Performing Arts. He's on the line with us now. Hi, Vince.
Hi, how are you?
I go to the Music Hall all the time, so tell me cool. what I'm going to see after this expansion is done.
Oh, well, you're going to see more genres, I think. You know, the Music Hall was built in 1928, like so many of our other theaters. And the expansion, it does have 12 businesses in it, but everyone tends to focus on that new concert hall because it's the first concert hall of its size, really, to be built in probably 80 years. And that really comes out of the expectations of today's audiences, especially the younger generation, where they're looking for, you know, that no fixed seating, open plan, main floor, and they're looking for that mezzanine that has those special booths or boxes with table service. And so, you know, the Music Hall is really great at Broadway and ballet and a lot of concerts too. But a lot of the concerts that attract younger folks, they're looking for a different experience. You know, that, who wants to see Bad Bunny in Grandpa's Theater? I know, I run Grandpa's Theater.
Okay. So the idea is to sort of upgrade it, upscale it, modernize it, euthanize it, not the kind with the Y, not the EU, and make it more palatable to not only younger audiences, but obviously the acts that have to come to fill the younger audience. So what specifically will there be? I mean, I'm reading this. It's $123 million music complex. That's a lot of dough. What are you going to build?
Well, you know, we started thinking about this over 10 years ago. And so we were really looking at the whole anatomy of music in Detroit. And you know, we do a lot of education. You know, we're a service provider in the schools. And, you know, we talk to a lot of parents. And so we know that it's very difficult to have, like, you know, nonprofit academies after school. Also, where's the nearest recording studio? I know that we have a dozen or two, but where are they? You know, and also, you know, the music industry, you know, we have like 350 businesses in the music industry. It represents $2.5 billion of economic activity, but they're really scattered everywhere. I mean, you don't even know where a record company is, and we have three. So wow. we were kind of looking at all of these different issues as education. You know, it's been marginalized, and, you know, music is woven into our culture. It's our identity. I mean, it's a big export, you know, it's worldwide. Right. Sure. We often say, I'll take you to Berlin, and there's somebody's listening to Masha Moore. You know what I mean? Yep. So, right. So we really need to turn this ship around.
I want our audience to be clear. I don't want to scare anybody. You're not ripping down the Music Hall.
No.
You bought a property, a parking lot. Where's the proximity of that to the Music Hall, and is it all going to be contained in that parking lot area?
Right. It's adjacent to us. There's an alley that runs in between the old Music Hall and the new Music Hall Center, and we're going to activate that alley. That's even part of the development. You know, and that will be free to the public. It'll be a $3 million music exhibition. And it's not only, for our locals, but I think that, you know, people come to town expecting to learn about some of their musical heroes, and they'll be able to walk down that alley and learn about everybody from, you know, Anita Baker to Aretha Franklin or Eminem or Bob Seger, you name it. And so there's a lot of low-hanging fruit, you know, that nobody was kind of getting
to. No, I think it's a great idea because you're absolutely right. You know, Detroit is such a music-rich city, not just currently but in the past, but there is no one central place that collects all of it. You know, the Motown Museum obviously is going to be one when they finally finish it. But it's going to be a museum. You know, it's not a place where you go to see a, you know, 2,000
people. Well, it's about engagement. Yeah, it's about wayfinding and engagement. You know,
And as you point out, I mean, that's Motown, whereas Motown is obviously a staple of Detroit's music, but it's not the only stuff. One. You know, you got to leave Bob Seger and Eminem and Ted Nugent out if you're just doing Motown, and you can't do that if you're doing Detroit music. So a place that celebrates all of it would be fantastic. You have
all power to Nashville and coining that, you know, music city USA.
Right.
But, you know, I would submit, you know, we're the music capital of the world. I mean, more artists of world renown have come from here than anywhere else.
Why don't you call it Music City the World?
Yeah. Or something like that, right?
I'm sure there's some French phrase that works like that. Do you
have a target date, Vince?
Yeah, we're going to open in the fall of 2026.
Okay.
You know, the trustees saw fit to buy that parking lot about a year ago, and that's when the train really left the station. And so we'll break ground in the next couple months, really. You probably heard about the architect, you know, Todd Williams, and is one of the preeminent architects working today. I like to point out to everybody that Detroit is a UNESCO city of design, the only one in the United States. And that's got a lot to do with our architecture, really, the Saarinens and the Yamasakis and the C. Howard Cranes. And so we knew we needed to get somebody major. We also have local architects with Hamilton Anderson. You know, it's a community project. What I like to say is the new building is you, Detroit. That's
Vince,
what we're doing.
Vince. Yep. You got us.
It's
okay. You got us before you started telling us which architects were working on it. You got us. We want it. We think it's a great idea. We're all for it. Open it. We can come.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
We'll look forward
to
it.
Real time.
Stay in touch.
Sure will.
Paul, who is the cheerleader for this event, but also has the job of,
as the younger cast say, he's the hype man for the project.
Yeah, president and artistic director.